Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day if you like animated movies, because there are two pretty big animated movies, both of which are based upon classic entertainments of very different kinds. 1938 is when they started the cartoon version of The Addams Family. It was actually a series of cartoons, one-panel cartoons, comics, really, by Charles Addams that appeared in the New Yorker magazine and then around the world. And then, of course, a TV series and a previous movie and much more. The new Addams Family film, it's Addams Family 2, featuring the voices of Charlize Theron and Oscar Isaac and Bette Midler and, believe it or not, Snoop Dogg and more. That movie is out today. We will review Addams Family 2. We will also be reviewing My Little Pony. I have never been a particular fan of the My Little Pony toys or the TV series or the previous five films, believe it or not. But now we have My Little Pony, A New Generation. And my reaction may surprise you. And we will also be talking about a tremendously acclaimed new series on HBO Max. It's a series based upon an Ingmar Bergman film, great Swedish filmmaker, from basically 50 years ago, a film called Scenes from a Marriage, this starring Jessica Chastain and Oscar Isaac. Again, very different performance than his vocal performance in Addams Family 2. We'll be reviewing all of that for you coming up. There's also a challenging letter about the appropriateness of vaccine mandates, of course, and some dispute about whether the Nazis were in favor of vaccine mandates, or was Hitler actually against them for some reason? We will get to that as well. But first up, at the very beginning, we have our Call of the Week classic.
The Call of the Week.
I get so overwhelmed. I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on the Michael Medved Show.
And the winner is... And the winner is Mark in Cleveland, Ohio, one of our special favorite callers from years ago. This was way back in October of 2009. He was upset about some of my comments decrying graffiti. Listen.
Yeah, Michael, I know this isn't the topic, but did you really say a few minutes ago that you were in the favor of the death penalty for graffiti art?
I did say it, and I was teasing.
What's the matter with you people? I was joking! Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
Life imprisonment, maybe. And I'll tell you, I'm not kidding about life imprisonment. Three strikes, you're out. I believe in three strikes, you're out. If somebody is so crazy, they're so destructive, and then they know that they have a chance of life imprisonment, and then they commit the same crime three different
Michael,
times.
Michael, with all due respect, what the hell is wrong with you? That's inhuman.
No, it's not. If somebody knows, and it's well announced that there's three strikes, you're out, and it's for pickpocketing, it's for graffiti art, it's for graffiti art. It's
no,
for graffiti vandalism. It's
three strikes, you're out is evil. It's a lie from the pit of hell.
Strike three, you're out.
I mean, it's fascistic.
What's a lie from the pit of hell?
Three strikes, you're out. It does nothing to solve crime. It's just something that far-right brainers like you do to make yourself feel like you're doing something about crime when you're not doing anything about the underlying causes, which is the only way that you're going to really stop crime.
Okay, Mark, are you aware what's happened to the crime rate recently with the economic downturn?
I don't know.
It's gone down. And the only thing that has actually worked on crime is better policing and longer sentences and putting more people in jail.
What the hell is wrong with you? That's inhuman. Three strikes out is evil. It's a lie from the pit of hell.
And there we have it, a lie from the pit of hell. I mean, actually, what do you think? Do you think if we did have longer prison sentences for vandalism, for trashing our big cities, that we would have a little bit less of that if the law was actually enforced? In other words, what the difficulty with what Mark is saying, it's a lie from the pit of hell to talk about three strikes, you're out. Is three strikes you're out where it was tried actually worked pretty well. It was just dismantled in many places by people who felt like Mark did. The difficulty here is that there's basically part of me here is influenced by George Bernard Shaw, who thought that the whole prison system, he was a socialist, he was a big leftist, but he believed the whole prison system anywhere, and in Britain at the turn of the 20th century, that it was unjust, it was unfair, it was ineffective. And the point that he was making was that very often people would simply go to prison, they come out worse than they went in. The idea that prison rehabilitated people wasn't working. He's right about that. And that one of the things that we also found out in the United States is even with prison sentences, the incidence of recidivism, of people going back and redoing the same crime for which they went to prison, has been very, very high. In some estimates, in most of American history, where we have an ability to tell what is going on, the even people who serve long prison sentences are extremely likely, in some cases the majority of people in some states, once they are released, to have the same offense again. And the whole idea of three strikes you're out is that at one point you do know that you can prevent someone from committing the same crime, is that once you've done a crime, a serious crime, three times, take rape, you should, if not a life sentence, it should be at least enough of your life so that you're elderly enough so that you are much less likely to reoffend. And of course, with murder, or with assault, with very serious or arson, for instance, we covered the case of Alexandria Suvorneva, who was a graduate of Caltech who had set a series of fires in Northern California. Now, why should somebody like that be let out? What is the point? It's based upon this illusion of rehabilitation. And there are some, and by the way, and Shaw admitted this. He said, look, there are some criminals, and he suggested that even though he didn't believe in prison in generally, and he certainly didn't believe in the death penalty, that if someone had committed a serious crime three times, there should be even the possibility of execution and this virtual certainty of life imprisonment. So it is. It seems to me, while we're all talking about so many problems we have with our criminal justice system and the skyrocketing crime rate that is going on now, going back to the idea of three strikes, you're out, which has worked in the past to reduce crime levels, seems to me to be well worthwhile. There's also, by the way, the President of the United States has left the Capitol after his meeting behind closed doors with Democrats. Apparently, he has indicated that his preference is not to rush to a vote, that Democrats are likely to lose, but to continue working, and who knows for how long, on both the $3.5 trillion climate and education and sweeping Build Back Better bill, and also put off a vote where the radical crazies in the Democratic Party have said they will not vote for it, a vote on the bipartisan infrastructure bill. There's also this whole idea that needs to be addressed When people are putting on vaccine mandates, are they imitating Hitler? Or did Hitler oppose the mandates too? We'll get to that and much more on the Middays.
He's called capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished, and he warns that socialism is trickle-up poverty. He's internationally acclaimed Whole Foods CEO and free market champion, John Mackey, the keynote speaker at this year's Washington Policy Center annual dinner in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency. Yup, in person in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency on October 1st. Tickets and information, WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For having the best show on radio.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there continue to be efforts that you hear about all over the country to try to equate mandates for vaccinations, basically having the government say that large companies and government agencies, particularly healthcare workers, people who are involved with nursing homes, there are literally mandates now in most states in the union, and of course an attempt by President Biden to impose a national mandate trying to get people to get vaccinated. And one of the comments about that and about that going on often is people saying, well, this is just like the Nazis, and this is the way the Nazis took over countries with vaccine mandates. And they just had another example of people in Anchorage, Alaska, in the Anchorage Assembly, which is the equivalent of the city council, where they had many people, and you can see the photographs, wearing the Jewish star, which is supposed to be a reminder of what the Nazis did to Jewish people right before they deported them to death camps and committed mass murder. And this kind of Holocaust analogy is fairly silly. And there's a new article over in a British magazine that says, in the topsy-turvy world of right-wing politics in today's pandemic-riddled United States, it's not even a question. Clearly, the vaccines did it. Since Joe Biden issued a sweeping vaccine mandate, right-wing media and politicians wasted no time in deploying the Nazi comparisons, calling the move fascist, totalitarian, authoritarian, and invoking swastikas and the Nuremberg Code and those ubiquitous now yellow Jewish stars. There's only one problem, writes the author, who's a pretty good historian, by the way. His name is Branko Marcetic. And he says there's only one problem. The Nazis didn't actually issue a vaccine mandate ever. In fact, Republicans would have found much to like in the Third Reich's vaccine policy, which was very much in line with their current recommendations. Now, this is not fair. They aren't Republican recommendations. They are recommendations by some individuals who happen to be Republicans, and there's some Democrats who agree with those recommendations too. Recommendations which are much like in the Third Reich's vaccine policy, which were very much in line, they say here, with current recommendations. Above all, the Third Reich relaxed requirements for compulsory vaccination that had been in place in Germany for decades at that point. And they went with a voluntary approach instead. We even have records of private discussions of Adolf Hitler and his Nazi colleagues clearly showing that far from viewing vaccine mandates as key to their genocidal goals, the opposite was true. They knew that withholding compulsory vaccination and other German public health innovations would help kill more of the undesirable and inferior people who they wanted to rid from the world. Okay, this is important because, again, it gets away from this idea that there is some kind of nefarious purpose involved with trying to get people vaccinated. And let me ask you about this. There's a headline, it's on the front page of the New York Times today. It says, Asian nations ahead of U.S. in inoculations. As the United States and Europe ramped up their COVID-19 vaccination programs, the Asia-American Pacific region, once lauded for its pandemic responses, struggled to get them off the ground. Now, many of those laggards are speeding ahead, lifting hopes of a return to normality in nations that were once resigned to repeated lockdowns and onerous restrictions. South Korea, Japan, and Malaya have even pulled ahead of the United States in the number of vaccine doses administered per 100 people, a pace that seemed unthinkable in the spring. Several countries in East Asia have surpassed the United States in the fully vaccinating their populations, or are on track to do so, limiting the perniciousness of the Delta variant of the coronavirus. My question for you, and please give me a call if you have an answer to it. It's 1-800-955-1776, 1-800-955-1776. When you hear about these Asian nations that almost across the board are now passing the United States in terms of their level of vaccinations, do you think it's bad news for them? Do you think the fact that South Korea is way ahead of the United States in terms of getting people vaccinated, is that bad for South Korea? How? How does it hurt for instance, Vermont has been pretty consistently the statewide leader in the level of vaccination in this country. Is that good news for Vermont or bad news? And concerning the tremendous opposition that people seem to have to vaccine mandates, but this is the question. When people say, I'm not against vaccines, I'm just against the mandates, how do the mandates damage anything or anyone if the vaccines actually do work? And they do. There's another piece, and it's a piece that headline in the New York Times also. It says, headline, mandates are working as vaccinations surge. Success stories in New York, California, and big corporations. And Sean Hubler reports from Sacramento, as California's requirement that all healthcare workers be vaccinated against the coronavirus took its effect yesterday, major health systems reported that the mandate has helped to boost their vaccination rates to 90% or higher. In New York, another mandate that began this week completed thousands of hospital and nursing home workers, compelled 1,000 nursing home workers to get shots. And at several major corporations, executives reported surges in vaccination rates after adding their own requirements. Now, the reason this is relevant is one of the arguments against mandates had been that, well, when you're asking people, you're saying you must do it or you'll lose your job, you're just encouraging them to resist. It hasn't worked that way. Is it bad news that more and more Americans are getting vaccinated? Is that bad news when it's precisely those areas where the incidence of serious illness related to COVID-19 are going down? 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. There is apparently trouble in Progressive Paradise this week over the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill and the $3.5 trillion spending bill. Representative Jody Arrington said on Newsmax Friday after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the chamber's Democrat leaders postponed a vote on the infrastructure measure for the second time in a week.
It is an intramural scrimmage here. This is not the Republicans have not been invited to negotiate. Hundreds of amendments were offered by Republicans, every one of them rejected. So even though it's a ram and jam job from Democrats,
California students will be required to receive the COVID-19 vaccine to attend school once the vaccines have received full approval by the Federal Food and Drug Administration, Governor Gavin Newsom announced Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved Show, a Balanced 7 is the dietary supplement and alkalizer concentrate that gives you 7 benefits. Now, there are no federal mandates involved with this at all. I promise. It's entirely voluntary. It's a product, and it's a product that you pay for, but frankly, considering the benefits, you pay for very modestly. If you use Balanced 7 pH concentrate, you can help yourself for most people, more energy, increased mental clarity, relief from joint discomfort, boost for your immunity, and you can optimize your pH balance, helping with the fight for weight loss while detoxing your body and relieving heartburn and an aid to indigestion. 7 benefits from Balance7.com. Use the code AL, and use that at checkout, and you'll receive a free 4-ounce bottle of My Smooth Skin with any purchase of Balance 7 products. My Smooth Skin, which is another great product, normally retails at $13.99, but it's free with your Balance 7 dietary supplement order. Again, head to Balance7.com and use the code Al at checkout to get the free My Smooth Skin. Okay, on the Michael Medved Show, talking about the whole idea of somehow that having mandates for people who work in education or in healthcare or in some field with public service, that having mandates is going to make people less likely to get vaccinated. That clearly is not the case when you're talking about losing your job or giving up your job. Why would you? And again, we'll point to the example of the fire chief in Vashon Island who got successfully vaccinated. He's doing fine. and he's still at his job. And the idea that all these countries around the world that are doing much better than the United States, one of the reasons they're doing better is because they've had mandates for longer and more aggressively than we have. And does that mean that the United States benefits from being ranked 47th in the world right now in terms of the number of completed vaccinations per 100 people? Let's get to your calls. To Leah in Seattle, you're on the MedVed Show.
Yeah, hello, MedVed. I 100% disagree with that it mandates work or that, or, well, not so much that they work, but that they are a good thing. Because
let me ask you just with what you said so far. If they do work, is it a good thing?
No.
Why? Why is it not better to have more people vaccinated?
Because this is such a new, and I hate to use the word vaccine because they had to go and change the definition of the word vaccine to continue calling it that. It's a pretend vaccine. Vaccines.
Okay, so wait, Leah. Leah, you have just contradicted yourself. You say it's not a question of whether the vaccines work. You don't think they work. Then what you should try to do is to make a case for that. But if vaccines work, if they actually help to protect people from getting seriously ill from COVID-19 and greatly increase your chances of getting through the illness if you do contract it at all, If all the statistics are accurate and they work, how can they be a bad thing?
Because it is such a new method.
Yeah, but if it works, it doesn't matter whether it's new or old.
Yes, it does. It does because you don't want to talk about the other people that have had bad reactions or have died from it. And
the number of people who have had bad reactions and died, and there is every kind of fact check available, are minuscule. The number of people who have benefited from the vaccines in every nation in the world.
It's not minuscule to that person. To that person that experienced minuscule.
I understand, but that's the case with every medical treatment that we use. There are people sometimes who react badly to cancer treatment, and it can hasten their end. But for the overwhelming majority of people, it works.
But that's their choice. If they are in a age group that they feel like their chances of having a bad reaction out and what those are outweigh catching COVID.
Okay. Here's the answer, Leah. The answer is this. Is that if they are really genuinely worried they're going to have a bad reaction to the vaccines, they should present some medical evidence that a doctor actually agrees with them, and then you can get an exemption, and you agree to then, under the mandate that Biden has proposed, you get an exemption if there is a medical reason for you to suspect that the vaccine will produce a bad impact on you. But the point is, this is not the government saying you must get vaccinated. It is the government saying that for certain kinds of jobs and working in big corporations with lots of people, you can always choose to give up your job if you are so worried, without basis or without a medical background for it, if you're so worried that the vaccines are going to hurt you.
No, but I'm saying that we live in a country where you have the right to your own body to make decisions. And
okay, do you believe that it's appropriate that no children can go to school in 47 states in the union unless they submit to a polio vaccine?
But that has been around for so many years that...
Okay, but it's the same principle. You do not have control of your own body if your control of your own body is going to infect other people and have a great impact in their welfare and the welfare of the nation at large. And see, Leah, let me ask you, when did you become persuaded that these vaccines were dangerous and inappropriate?
No, I don't believe that that so many people are dying, so, you know, the percentage is, I don't believe that it's that big of an effect. It's a new disease. It's a new virus.
How? Wait. Why? How is the effect of the vaccines not measurable? I'm sitting here looking at a graph right now, and it talks about those states, and it's a direct correlation. States that have the highest rate of vaccination have the lowest rate of serious COVID illness. Do you think that's an accident?
Even those numbers could be with somebody with a mindset or a reason to adjust those numbers. You hear cases where, oh, they came in for a different reason. They just happened to have COVID too. And so, you know, oh, those are cases. Or they died of some other reason, like suicide.
Okay,
or
you don't murder. Wait. Are you telling me, Leah, you don't believe that COVID is as serious a problem for America as it actually is?
I believe that it's real and we've come through it, and I believe that I have every right to make my choice because you guys...
You do, but you don't necessarily have a right to work at my place of business if you refuse to get a vaccine.
Well, these doctors and nurses, the ones that believe that it's... they do not want to take it for whether it's religious or for medical reasons.
Okay,
whatever
do you know that those doctors and nurses are making money off their refusal, like the America's frontline physicians? These are crackpots and crooks. Sorry, but they are. And the idea is we have worldwide evidence. And I think any normal person hearing here that South Korea has increased the number of vaccinated people because of strong mandates, they think, good for South Korea. This is good news. Why would it not be good news for the United States? We will be right back on the Medved Show with some of the big movies for this week coming up. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, Faith and Freedom.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Show, there is a new TV series which is right in the middle now. They've done the first two episodes. The third episode is coming up. There's five episodes to come. The first two episodes are remarkable. And we will get to that and more with the latest from Hollywood. Okay, the TV series that I'm talking about is called Scenes from a Marriage, and it has a remarkable cast, which is basically two people. There are a few other parts that turn up, at least in the first two episodes. The two people are played by Jessica Chastain and Oscar Isaac, and they play an academic couple. They've been married 10 years. They seem to have everything, including an adorable four-year-old. But then, in Scenes from a Marriage, their marriage begins to fall apart. Listen.
In the beginning of a relationship, everything is thrilling and it's new. You just believe that as a couple, nothing can hurt you. And then you gradually start to realize that actually anything can hurt you.
We're going to sit here and we're going to talk as long as it takes, okay?
But there's nothing left to say.
What is this? What is this thing where we can't talk?
I'm going to go out of my mind if I don't leave right now.
Right now, like right this second.
If I don't leave right now, I know I'm never going to.
I remember how we were, and we're just throwing it all away.
We can survive this.
Okay, do they survive this? Well, as I mentioned, there have only been two of these episodes released so far. But if the others are at all up to the quality of the way this thing begins, it is remarkable. It's based very loosely on a TV series that was appeared on Swedish TV and then around the world from Ingmar Bergman, the legendary Swedish director. This has been changed and brought up to date by a writer, director, producer named Hagai Levy, who previously had done In Treatment, if you remember that TV series, and he had done The Affair. Obviously, he's somebody who deals with people with intimate problems. The point about Oscar Isaac and Jessica Chastain, they're also both co-producers of this series. They are doing the best work of their career, both of them, of their careers. And they haven't, to the best of my knowledge, worked together before. But they have real chemistry. You believe these people, and despite some of their flaws, and you actually like them. The other thing is that it is impossible to watch this series without seeing a very, very different treatment of the issue of abortion than you would expect from a Hollywood movie. It takes it seriously. It would be too much to say that it has a political message. It doesn't. But it has a message about basically valuing human life, which is profound and moving and kind of shocking in a film like this. It is definitely TV mature. It is shows a significant amount of nudity, of sexual content, and lots of harsh language. But for people who want a serious, moving, totally involving series about a believable but very troubled marriage, 3.5 stars for Scenes from a Marriage. On the other side of things is a film that is actually part of a long series. In 1938, Charles Adams started his cartoons about this creepy, funny, good-natured, ghoulish family, the Adams family. And they called it the Adams family because he was Adams. And the Adams family, too, is follows a TV show. It follows a previous film from 2019 that was quite successful. And this film, like the previous film, has an all-star cast. Oscar Isaac, who was the star of Scenes from a Marriage, plays Gomez. Charlize Theron does the voice of Morticia. And Chloe Grace Moretz plays Wednesday, their daughter, who begins to suspect she may not belong in the Adams family after all. She may have been switched at a hospital. Listen.
Wait a minute.
What?
I've got it, Tish.
It's hideous.
It's monstrous. It's the old Adams camper. Time for some family bonding.
What? Huh?
We are going on a road trip.
This is cruel, even for you.
Okay, the idea is that the road trip takes them to Niagara Falls and Death Valley and Grand Canyon. And there's lots and lots of slapstick, and it's the Adams family, so there's a fairly gross material with human beings, in some cases being given various animal parts, sort of like the Island of Dr. Moreau. The animation is pretty slick and pretty impressive, and some of the relationships actually work. And 2.5 stars. It's not really for kids, but teenagers will probably love it. It's playing in theaters, and it's also available for rent for $20 on multiple streaming services. It's rated PG, and not because of language or sexuality, just because of some fairly dramatic and even borderline gruesome animation material. And it's very fine computer graphic animation, most of it. Less fine in animation terms, My Little Pony. I've never gotten the appeal of My Little Pony. It's always struck me as, okay, what's this? The latest version of My Little Pony is called My Little Pony, A New Generation. And this is after 5 different movie or TV series adaptations. My Little Pony, of course, began as a Hasbro toy. Well, now in this adventure, the Sonny, who's voiced by Vanessa Hudgens of High School Musical fame, Sonny, who is a little pony, who is an earth pony, is wondering why they can't get back the magic that would enable to heal the divisions and the resentment and the fears that are keeping apart unicorns, earth ponies, and Pegasi. That's little ponies with wings. Listen.
Once upon a time, earth ponies, Pegasi, and unicorns, and you live in harmony.
Why can't we be friends anymore?
Maybe one day we'll figure it out.
Hi, new friend!
I thought I'd get you out of here. Show me some magic.
I can do this.
You don't have any magic?
We did have it. It just poof, disappeared.
Izzy, we're going to Zephyr Heights.
We need to find out what happened to your magic and bring it back.
But the Pegasi are bad news.
A unicorn and an earth pony?
Okay, well, this day just got a whole lot more interesting.
Okay, well, the horses, the surprise here is that the magic they find that brings them back is ivermectin. And then they, no, I'm teasing. That has nothing to do with this. Nothing to do with this. This is very suitable for kids. I actually, watching this, I was thinking my 4-year-old granddaughter would probably enjoy it. And Would I be able to enjoy it with her? Well, occasionally. It has some fairly funny elements in it. Nothing tremendously scary. And as some satire, of course, part of the humor here is they have a sort of a royal palace deal called Canterlot. And why Canterlot? The Camelot, and because they canter. And lots of words and puns made about pony-related things and other aspects of our contemporary world. The animation is mediocre at best. It is bright and pastel-colored, and the ponies, of course, are pastel-colored like the toys. It's one of those things that probably, unless you are going with a small child, or you are a small child, or you have the level of maturity of a small child, it's probably not going to be for you. And when you talk about a new generation, I have no idea where the new generation is going. But they do travel to the different worlds of the Pegasi and of the unicorns, and there's lots of childish voices. James Marsden actually plays the sheriff of the Earth Ponies. His voice does. Basically, 2.5 stars, probably generous, because, again, you could be a grump and say, well, this is for nobody. There are kids who will enjoy this. It is playing and rated PG, because of plot elements of danger and conflict. Speaking of plot elements of danger and conflict, we're going to be facing a tough question on Monday. Which works better? Rationality and logic and pursuit of truth, or fear and paranoia and delusion? Well, it's obvious the pursuit of truth works better. So says Steven Pinker, professor of linguistics and psychology at Harvard, and Bill Gates' favorite author of all time. We'll also be talking with Ted Rall about free speech. It has consequences, but should firing ever be one of them? That and more coming up Monday in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.